Nolte, big cable TV company admits cable TV is doomed. By John Nolte on September 1, 2023. Charter Communications, one of America's largest cable TV providers, admits that cable TV is doomed. Currently, Charter is in a price war with a Disney grooming syndicate. Until Disney and Charter agree on how much Charter will pay Disney to carry its channels, Disney Channel, ABC, FX, ESPN, etc., those channels are blacked out and unavailable to Charter customers. This report on the feud sums the issue up perfectly. Charter has said it does not want to pay a premium for channels its customers do not watch, adding that rate increases are pushing customers to cut the cable cord. As viewers abandon cable television for streaming services like Netflix, companies like Charter and Comcast have increasingly focused on providing other services to consumers, including internet and wireless services. They have weaned themselves off the pay television business, which is in long-term decline, and have grown frustrated with paying a premium for content that fewer people are watching through traditional means. This is glorious. Far-left multinational grooming syndicates like Disney know they cannot survive on merit. What's keeping Disney afloat right now is the cable/satellite TV scam where subscribers, that's you, pay a fortune for channels they never watch. That's why your cable TV bill is so high. If Disney, or CNN, or MTV, or some other basement-rated network that hates you is part of your cable package, you are funding that network. The cable/satellite TV racket is why entertainment companies went so far to the left, with billions of guaranteed unearned dollars coming in. No matter how low the ratings, there was no need to satisfy the customer. Last time I looked, maybe 150,000 people watched the Disney Channel. But what does Disney care about ratings if it gets paid regardless? But now everything is changing, and will you look at the results? When forced to survive on merit, when consumers have to pay directly for your product, Disney Plus is losing billions, CNN Plus is canceled in its first month. Almost all these streaming services are losing a fortune because now that merit is back, there are not enough customers to support their lousy, divisive, perverted, boring, smug, hectoring, hateful content. So, of course, Disney is holding Charter hostage. The dying cable TV racket is all dying degenerate Disney has left. This is why far-left CNN is doomed. No one watches CNN. The hate outlet is kept alive only by these cable TV carriage fees. Within 10 years, CNN will be a free add-on no one watches at HBO Max. The cable companies saw the writing on the wall long ago, which is why they wisely branched out to provide internet service. I've been writing about this inevitability and its meaning to the culture for over a decade. Hollywood buried its collective head in the sand because it knew it could not survive on merit. Once the cable model dies and entertainment outlets have to survive on merit, that will mean regularly producing normal content normal people like. And by normal, I mean quality shows that reflect universal themes and values, as opposed to the decadent, drag queen, identity politics, girl boss, simple-minded, one-dimensional, predictable, everyone is gay, men are dumb, anti-art trash we see everywhere today. One of the biggest hits in streaming today is Suits, an old USA Network show canceled years ago. Ask yourself, why would an old show like that capture the attention of millions of Americans who have access to all kinds of new stuff on these streaming outlets? Well, maybe because Suits is pre-woke? This is why Seinfeld, The Office, and Friends remain huge streaming hits. They are pre-woke, which means they are actually funny. Seinfeld left the air a quarter century ago. But that old show is all there is in today's land of woke. A good example is HBO. HBO has always survived on merit. Is HBO left-wing? Sure. But HBO also produces some of the greatest TV shows ever. When you remove merit, what you get is CNN. Removing merit allowed Hollywood's perverts, fascists, bigots, and degenerates to do anything they wanted. But after the left-wing affirmative action of cable TV dies, the woke Nazis can choose to entertain normal people or go bankrupt. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.